You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Identity Crisis is a collaborative exhibition by artists Otis Frizzell and Mike Weston. It's showing at Eyes on Fire Gallery on Great North Road till Monday. They're renowned for the pop for their pop art works, most notably their Jacinda Ardern Aroha screen print that pays homage to one of the most famous Obama Hope prints. Otis Frizzell was renowned in the 90s for being one half of the hip-hop duo MCOJ Rhythm Slave. I caught up with him about Identity Crisis and the evolution of his pop art over the last 20 years, and I began by asking him about the exhibition. How did your styles of pop art evolve? How have they evolved over time?
Mike Weston, the other half, is he's big into sort of art history, and pop art has played a big part just in his education.
Yeah.
And for me, pop art has just been, I've always been sort of, since I was a kid, fascinated with, I guess, the low art side of art. So comic books and car customization and tattoos and graffiti art and tagging. So all that sort of stuff. And it kind of felt like when I was growing up, the only fine art that I really liked was Lichtenstein and Warhol and big funky ass sort of comic graphics. And so it's sort of, and so I evolved into, I started doing graffiti, which felt sort of like a very sort of modern version of pop art almost, if you know what I mean. Just sort of bright colours, funky, simple, and not sort of, not overly sort of educated in the arts, just sort of quite just sort of expressive and funky. So the pop art has just played a big part in both of our sort of art lives. And I guess when I sort of moved away from tattoos and graffiti art into sort of canvases and screen prints and stuff, that it just carried through. So pop art was just sort of a natural expression, progression, I think.
Yeah. So tell me about Identity Crisis.
The show Identity Crisis that's on at the moment is just, we didn't have a lot, you know, Flock said, oh, I've got a space in September if you guys want to have a show. We're like, we had like one painting. We're like, okay, fuck it, let's do it. We just put our heads together. And we actually started with a concept of whiteness studies, interestingly enough, because we're both pale, stale male, if you know what I mean. We're both in our 50s white guys.
Yeah.
And sort of the idea that our opinions are mattering less and less at the moment, you know, is just an interesting thing to face.
Yeah.
You know, is what we do in art even interesting or important? But of course, all art is interesting and important if you say it is. So we started working with whiteness ideas, and that was the white magic painting kicked it off, and the long white cloud. But then it just sort of evolved into just more pop art, just funky pop art show and new techniques and stuff. So it's always sort of changing, but we got very techniquey on this one, trying to get the work looking as slick and beautiful as possible and bringing in more colour. We had a show a while ago that was nearly all black and white. We're like, let's throw
bright primaries
at this one.
Yeah.
And there'll be someone there from 10 till 4. Today, but Saturday and Sunday, so it's on. That we're packing it down on Monday, so if you're around, come and have a look.
And how has your working relationship with Mike influenced the way you make art?
Honestly, a lot of people just simply cannot get their heads around a collaborative sort of art brand.
Yeah.
It's very hard for people to understand, but like for us, it just feels simple. I suppose, like, originally he was my dealer. He was my art dealer. He had a gallery in town years ago in K Road in the 90s. And I was doing a show, and I was just having a bit of kind of creative block. And he was like, he just started feeding me ideas. He's like, you know, why don't you paint this? Why don't you paint that? You know, he was just sort of egging me on.
Mm.
So we started working sort of on the concepts together, and then I would be the hand and the painter.
Right.
Funnily enough, one day he was saying, I've got this idea for it. Like, he's not a great draftsman, he's a good ideasman, and he can sort of paint and render. And he's like, I've got this idea, and it's like the beehive down in Wellington, but it's like a beehive matchbox. And I was like, oh yeah, that's cool. And I started sketching it up, and he came over and was like, oh, we could make the door of the beehive look like a Gordon Walters kuru. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And it's like, oh, maybe we could write behave in like a Ralph Hortery style stencil font. And we both started chucking all these ideas at this sort of, at this draft.
Yeah.
And then once we'd arrived at the conclusion, we couldn't decide whose it was, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, Lennon McCartney.
Yeah, it's like, is this your idea or my idea? And we're like, oh, well, fuck it, let's just call it our idea and both sign it. So we both signed it, Mike Weston and Otis Frizzell, but that just felt like it was too much. And then we, you know, like Dolce & Gabbana, just sort of, we started to think of partnerships in history, and we're like, well, why don't we just invent an artist called Weston Frizzell, and when we collaborate, we'll sign it Weston Frizzell, and that's sort of how the evolution happened.
Yeah, awesome.
But yeah, people are like, how do you both work on the same painting? It's funny, we actually, there's a video of us working for the Identity Crisis show where we're both literally got a brush in our hand and we're both just painting the same painting at the same time. Mike's on the left and I'm on the right.
Yeah.
So here's a good example of how two people can work on one painting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here it is. Can you expand a little more on what attracts you to pop art and why this has always sort of been a point of, I guess, creative interest for you?
I have no formal art history or art training besides, other than high school.
Yeah.
And it was just all about the laws of attraction for me. And it's like, you know, the classic walking through a supermarket, you know, the Warhol classic of the banal being beautiful, I suppose, and just sort of bright colors. And, you know, my dad had a big collection of comic books, and it was just, it's just what attracted me. And I just wanted to do it, and I didn't realize that would eventually mean that I would be it, if you know what I mean. It was just sort of like, you know, when Mike first asked me to have a solo show, I was like, why would I have a solo show? I've been painting walls and tattooing, I've been an artist forever, why do I need a gallery? But it was sort of, I thought, well, if I am going to go to a gallery, I have to hone all this stuff, I have to distill it into something. And what that became was sort of my version of pop art.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, it's just that's what I like. And when I look at the masters and when I look at Picasso's and huge sort of sweeping landscapes and knights on horses and Rubenesque bosomy woman and stuff like that, it's all very beautiful, but it's just not my style. It's just not my hand. So I sort of just gravitate to what just comes naturally, I suppose.
How do your roots in hip-hop inform the way you approach making art, do you think?
Well, that was, from an early age, I was just deeply fell in love with hip-hop, and graffiti art was just, it felt like the visual representation of hip-hop.
Yeah.
So, and I wasn't a great dancer, so I couldn't break dance, and I didn't have lots of records, so I couldn't, you know, and I was already an artist, and sort of, in the history of graph art, especially, there's a lot of comic book characters and people were doing Donald Duck, and it had a very sort of comic influence. So I'd sort of turn, funnily enough, I used to be a tattooist and I used to do tattoos of graffiti art, and then I'd do graffiti pieces of tattoos as well. I sort of mixed it all up.
Yeah.
So it's all, and kind of in the, I think the hip hop sort of, the DNA of remixing, of sampling, became a big part of what interested me in art. And I could take an idea from somewhere and then sort of mix it with a different idea and sort of flip it backwards and mix those ideas up. And so it sort of felt like I was using a hip-hop sort of concepts in art instead of music. So it influenced me a lot, the whole concept of sampling and remixing and sort of stealing ideas and working them out in your own style, was a big part of what informed me, I suppose.
That was Otis Frizzell chatting to me about his and Mike Weston's collaborative exhibition, Identity Crisis, showing at Eyes on Fire on Great North Road till Monday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.